Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Man to Man Radio.
Welcome to Man Radio with Richard Hall and Chris Smith, where the focus is raw, uncut conversation about love, life, and family, and a little bit more. Your comments are welcome, so dial in. The number is 646-200-3148. Man to Man Radio. Let's get this show started.
You busted. Saw on your grill.
All right, y'all. What's good? What's good? Welcome to Man Radio. I'm your host, Richard Hall. And you know I can't do this show without my brother from another mother, Chris. KV Smith,
what's
where you
happening?
At?
What's happening, big man? Girl? How you feeling tonight?
Man, you know what? I'm actually feeling good now. I'm actually feeling good. I've been looking forward to this show all week. My day was kind of rough, you know, getting it in. And the 5 minutes before the show, man, just changed my whole, like, you know, just thank you. It just brightened up my whole day.
I was about to ask you if this is what changed that, because I know a minute ago you weren't feeling that way. So I'm glad we switched that. That bad energy is gone.
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone. I mean, I could go back to it real quick, but it's gone. You know what I'm saying?
Look. Just go back to what I just told you before we got on. Don't sit in that seat, okay?
I'm not. How you doing, man? What's good with you, man? What's good?
Man, I'm good, man. You know, it's been a crazy, hectic week, you know, looking at everything that's on the news and everything people talking about at work. So it's interesting right now because it's a lot of conversations that's happening that should and shouldn't be happening. And, you know, I don't know where it's going to go, but... You know, let's hope that it leads us to somewhere better, but I doubt it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no, I agree, man, because it's a lot of stuff that, you know, people are talking about the whole NFL thing and taking a knee and, you know, standing up for the flag and misinterpreting what people are protesting and then trying to say when's the right time to protest. Yet there's no electricity in Puerto Rico, man. Like, yo.
Oh, come on, man. We focusing on all the wrong things. I mean, we're not the wrong things, but it's just, man, there's so many important things going on right now that we should be thinking about.
There's so many other things that, like, shout out, man. You know, like, I really pray for the families out there in Puerto Rico, man. They have it hard, man.
Puerto Rico and
the helicopters. Yeah, and Mexico. Yeah, they're trying to rebuild. I mean, people still trying to rebuild from Harvey and Irma. You know, it's just a lot going on, man. We got to pray. We got to keep praying for our country. And, you know, I'm still waiting for it to be great again. I'm still waiting.
Hold on. Why would you think that? You must have took it from that Cracker Jack president you got there, huh?
No, man, you know I didn't, man, come on now. You know I don't, please, you better look at my timeline. I'm the last person to vote for President Tink Tink. I'm just saying, that's another conversation, though. But, that's a whole nother conversation. I will not do it tonight, Chris.
Nah, I'll tell you like this. Do a controversial show like that and send it to all Republicans. Let's do it. I think that would be fun.
Man, we should do it. You want to do it? I'm down.
Yeah.
You know I'm down.
I'm definitely down.
And we can, and we can even invite maybe, you know, Cheryl Dorsey and maybe Reggie Kearney from Real World News. You know what I'm saying?
It'd be dope. You remember we were supposed to try to get something together before. You know, we actually need to make that happen.
Yeah, I think something like that needs to happen. We need to go ahead and have a deep conversation and talk to Tony about that. I agree.
Yeah.
But look, tonight, you know, tonight's going to be a good show because it's going to go through so many different dynamics. Because I'm sure we both have different opinions about this subject tonight, Chris.
Mm-hmm,
I'm
definitely.
Sure we do. You know, or it might be the same, you know, and then I want to hear what the callers have to say, because, you know, I think it goes in phases. You know, the topic for tonight's show is, does your relationship take a backseat to your career? Cool. You know, and so that's a real interesting topic for men and for women, because you have the career women out there, mm-hmm. you know, and then you have the guys that are career guys. So this can be a real interesting topic. And I want us to dive into it, you know, when we get back from break, because I know the listeners, they need to call in and press one and join the conversation, because I'm sure we all have our different of opinion. And look, yeah. we're not going to pass no judgment. We're not going to pass no judgment, but we want to hear from you tonight. So we might laugh, you know, oh, that's going to happen. That's going to happen, Chris. We're going to laugh. But, you yeah. know, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you. Right, Chris?
Come on. That's what this world is about. Laugh. Have some fun.
Exactly. So look, let's go to a break. What? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Chris, get to a drink. Get ready yes. to get back on this line. Press this one and let's have some fun. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and let your friends know that we're live right now. The number to call in is 646-200-3148. You know, you need to call in, join the conversation, get you a drink, you know, or get you whatever you need to get, you know, to unwind and join the conversation. Does your career, is your job more important than your woman or your man? That's what we want to know tonight on Man to Man Radio. So look, we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get right back, we're going to get right into it. All right? We'll be right back.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Have you ever passed a sister or brother and was taken by their beautiful skin and hair? Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. And that secret is Shades of Africa. Shades of Africa carries products for that beautiful hair and beautiful skin. They carry a wide range of natural hair and skincare products, as well as aroma oils, burning oils, authentic African jewelry, art, and artifacts. So for all your fine African products, visit Shades of Africa in two locations, in the city of Corona at 114 East 6th Street and in the city of Long Beach at 1001 East 4th Street. You can contact them by phone in Corona at area code 951-284-7888 and in Long Beach by dialing area code 562-436-2210. Shop in person or online by going to www.shadesofafrica.com. That's Shades of Africa, A-F-R-I-K-A. When shopping in person or ordering by phone, mention Hot Topics Talk Radio for 15% off your purchase. Shades of Africa, for the mind, body, and spirit.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Man Radio. For more information on our sponsors, go over to hottopicstalkradio.com/sponsors. Make sure you go over there and check out all the sponsors, because they keep us going. They keep us live. They keep us, you know, you guys listening to us. Well, make sure you guys go check it out. Also check out some of the other shows, you know, like Hot Topics, and also check out, you know, Real World News. Okay. So again, go over to hottopicstalkradio.com/sponsors. All right. You can also listen to, you know, all the other shows too. Our past shows. Right, Chris?
Yeah. I mean, come on. If you ain't calling exactly. in, you need to be listening and watching.
Exactly. So, all right. So here's the thing, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is an interesting question where, you know, does your relationship take a backseat to your, you know, to your career or your job or your business? And sometimes, you know, it depends on where you at in the relationship.
Right.
If you're dating someone, or mm-hmm. if you're not dating, you know, if you're dating someone, or if you're in a just girlfriend and boyfriend relationship, or if you are in a full-fledged marriage, you know,
right.
I believe it goes through phases, you know, and then it depends on what age you're at too. Because sometimes it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks,
mm-hmm.
you know,
a lot of different factors in it.
Yeah. There's so many different things to consider with this topic.
Mm-hmm.
because there was a time, like with me when I was little, when I was younger, you know, I was climbing up the corporate ladder, you know, at my job. And my job was like really important, but then my family life was important, but it was like I was going through that I'm grinding right now. I'm grinding phase where I'm trying to goal. You know, do yeah, I got goals. I'm trying to get up to upper management, and you know, I don't have time to do the things maybe that you want me to do, and so, you know, I might have to go to lunch with my boss, or I might have to do these extra reports on the weekend, or I need to go above and beyond to show that I'm deserving of a higher position. And in the beginning, you know, my marriage kind of suffered for that. You know, my marriage kind of suffered from that.
And you what know, was but see, I'm that it suffered?
Well, it suffered where, you know, my wife's love language. And see, being young, you know, I didn't know what love languages was. And, you know, I didn't know about that stuff at 22, 23. And so, you know, as we were growing with each other and dealing, it suffered because her love language is quality time. That's the way she knows that I love her. But she would say things to me like, you know, hey, you know, let's just stay here. You know, don't go anywhere today. Just stay here.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, look, if you want to hang out and all that type of stuff, like, you know, I don't have time for that right now. I got to do this. I got to do that. You know, and that was kind of my position on things. And that's why I'm saying it kind of suffered, because I wasn't really attentive to her needs at that moment.
And I can see that. Yeah, I can definitely see
I wasn't really attentive to her needs. Yeah. And go ahead.
You know, what's interesting is I've gone my whole relationship, and I'm finally actually just running into that at this point now. I've never had anything where my career or anything was in the way. My career and everything I've always been doing has always pretty much ran perfect with my life. Like, it balanced out. I always got off the good schedules. But now it's actually playing the part. Now, kid you not, not even, 15 minutes before I called in and you and I started having our conversation, my wife had just got home, and she was like, well, oh, yeah, I know you're about to start the show. And she's like, yeah, because, I mean, I have to talk to you in 2 days. And I'm like, girl, shut it out. You talked to me last night. We had a conversation. Nah, but you know what I mean. And see, her love language is affection. But the thing is, I've been so tired. So just to just give you a rundown of what happened yesterday when I got home, which is probably why she's saying 2 days, is because I got home, didn't even realize how tired I was. Went to sleep at like 5, woke up at like 6:45, went right back to sleep, woke up at 8. I had already ate earlier that day, so I was like, okay, I just need to get in the shower, take my clothes off, and get ready for work tomorrow. Came in late in the bed, went right back to sleep. Woke back up at 10. And said, okay, let me stop screwing around and really take this shower and get these clothes out.
Yeah, you were tired.
So by the time she got to bed, she, you know, she's talking to me a little bit. She's like, well, you know, just give me a little bit of conversation. And I'm so dead tired. I'm like, man, look, we can talk tomorrow. And I just really need to get this rest.
And
I felt bad.
Yeah.
And I felt bad. But it's like, you know, I'm pulling 10, 11 hours almost every single day. And it goes back to what you were saying earlier about trying to get myself to a certain point within my career. So I'm showing them a different level of management so that way they can understand I'm ready for any task that comes. Now, at the end of the day, there's a goal with this. So you've got to be patient. Now, I'm not saying that this means you can just be an asshole and not, you know, put in any kind of time. But what I'm saying is, because, you know, we spend time on the weekend. I make sure to watch movies and shows and we kick it like that. But at the same time, you have to understand the purpose. And I think in a situation like that, you kind of have to explain, even though I know I have, you kind of have to keep reiterating what your goals and what you're trying to do. So that way it takes off a certain level of attention with it, you know?
Oh, definitely. No, definitely. I agree 100% because, I mean, just a few years ago, literally just a few years ago, I was so busy with work, you know, with business. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there was an in-game goal, you know. But I literally put my family life on the back burner, like just literally like 3-4 years ago, you know.
Okay.
And And when I say I put it on the back burner, I was in a plane every week, you know, a few days a week. I mean, it was like I was visiting my wife and kids because I wasn't coming home every day. It's really rough. And the only time I saw my kids was like when they were asleep. You know, for Father's Day, they're FaceTiming me because I was in North Carolina, you know. And it was interesting because my father-in-law, he told me something that was really important. And I still bring it up, you know, from time to time. I think it was probably one of the most important, valuable things that he told me because I learned from it. And he told me, he said, Richard, he said, we were literally sitting at his house. We were by the pool, you know, and the kids were in the pool. And, you know, I was home for the weekend, I think. Mm. And he says, you know, the only thing your kids are going to remember are impressionable moments, man. That's it.
Right.
You know, yeah, and he was so quick with it, but it pierced right through my soul. Like the only thing your kids are going to remember are impressionable moments. And I had to allow that to digest in me. Now, they could care less about what kind of car you drive. They could care less about what type of house you have. They could care less about your Gucci shoes or your Gucci shirt or anything like that. They just care about impressionable moments. And so from that point on, I started really thinking about that, you know, because I'm married with kids. So when I think, how does your career impact the relationship? I think about it from my whole entire family. Like, am I putting my entire family in the back seat? You know?
And that's how you actually have to look at it. I mean, to be honest with you, and I think, remember I was telling you before, even that Nike job that I really wanted to say.
Yeah, I remember
you know,
that.
One thing when I started my last job is the thing that I loved about it is that they traveled every so often. And I like to travel.
Right.
So it was one of those things where I'm like, hey, we get to go out of town like every 3 to 4 months or every 3 to 6 months. Like, that's cool for me because it was only for the weekend.
Right.
We fly right back in on that Sunday. Boom, right back to work that next week. So I loved it. And I'm like, here I'm looking at this job. Great pay, but you're only home maybe 3 days out of the week. And to be honest with you, the easiest way to turn that down was just to understand the type of father that I was or that I am. And I just couldn't imagine being away from my family like that. Like, that's weird. I just wasn't raised like that. So for me, just not being there to me was weird. Like, I had to be involved in sports. I had to be involved in every little thing that's going on. But, you know, one thing I think that this society is a little bit different, and even with women, because think about it. When you look at, like, back in the day when men were taking care of a household, and I say men were taking care of a household because back then women weren't really having to work, and I don't think they really were working like that. And I say back then.
I don't even think they were allowed to work back in the day. They weren't even allowed.
I ain't gonna put no date out there because I don't want to make some of y'all shy. But anyways, the men were usually not present for, like, sporting events and little things like that because they were bringing on the bacon. They were doing certain things. But the way we're brought up nowadays, you're supposed to have both parents there. So now it's almost like, and it sucks because it puts a level of pressure on parents now.
Right.
You know what I mean? To make sure you're at the
school. Well, yeah, it does.
Because most kids have that now.
Yeah. Well, no, but it's a good pressure. It's a good pressure. You know, I mean, granted, don't get me wrong. Like, there's some buddies of mine that are firemen and that are policemen, you know, and firemen, they have that shift where they'll be gone for like 7 days straight and then they're off for like,
month.
You know, for, yeah, you know, they'll be working and then they'll stop for a little while, you know, it depends on their schedule. Or police officers, you know, they'll have their shifts, you know, where they work and then they're off, you know, they work their 12, 15 hour shifts and then they're off. You know, so it just depends on your career. And then I think depends on the type of person that you're with, you know, because one of my friends, he told me, he said, you know, the person you're with is either part of the problem or part of the solution, you know, like, cause you're like, yeah, you're either part of the problem or part of the solution. Like, me and my wife, you know, we have goals. And sometimes, you know, within both of us, we have to make our own sacrifices, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We might not be able to do everything that our friends do, you know, sometimes because we have a bigger goal in mind. we might not be able to go out all the time. Maybe because we're trying to balance our budget, or maybe because we're saving up for a vacation, or, you know, we're on that, you know, that plan of 800 FICO score, you know, teen, like that's the goal, like, you know, business credit, you know, things like that. And so there are certain moments where, like I talked in the beginning, where you kind of have to put, in a sense, the relationship on the back burner, because it's all about sacrifice,
right?
You know,
I
to
agree.
Be able to accomplish the greater goal, but you have to have the right partner that's willing to say, okay, you're sales and I'm operations. I'm going to make sure that the kids are good while you bring in the money, or I'm going to make sure that the house stays afloat while you do your thing. You know, as long as you ain't out there, like, really, you know, saying you working and trying to build, but you out there, you know, sticking your joystick into all these random things, you know what I'm saying? Cause you know, man,
yeah.
You know,
you already
I got to work late. You know? I got to work late. I got to get it in tonight at the office, honey.
They making me pull all night of the night.
right. I got to take this business trip, you know. don't call me. I'm gonna call you. Don't call me. I'm gonna call you.
Yeah. Don't trip. I was in a meeting.
Right. But then here's the flip side, Chris. Here's the flip side. What if your woman is trying to do the same thing, like, you know, where
okay,
she's
hold
trying
on,
to,
hold on.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Finish that, and I'm gonna tell you exactly what I'm. Go ahead.
No, go tell ahead. Me what you're gonna say.
Put it like this.
Because you know where I'm going.
Most,
you know where I'm going.
Most men couldn't handle it, though. Most men could not handle it. I'm just gonna be all the way honest about that, because at the end of the day, if a woman did do something like that, there aren't too many secure men that would be okay and wouldn't be as questionive as these women are. I'm just going to be honest with that.
No, then that's the truth. That's what I'm saying. So is there a double standard? Because what if your woman is, like, you know, trying to come up, because, you know, we got some top-notch women right now with college degrees and doctorate degrees, and they're building these successful Fortune 500 companies, and they're presidents and vice presidents and, you know, top-notch managers within these companies, man. You know, but what about when she's, like, on the grind, you know, trying to get up? What if she does the same thing to us? You know, can you really handle it as a man? And
I'll
if
be
you,
honest
and
with
if
you,
you can
a lot of women in those, a lot of women in those situations have to be single, because most men – if you ask them, they'll tell you that they're in and out of relationships, because most men, like I said, I know men in this situation, and there are not too many men that are strong enough to be okay with their woman being out of town all the time, or having business calls and having to, because you already know, when you have a really strong woman that is really well educated and has a high position, who is she predominantly dealing with?
Yeah, she's dealing with people that are beneath her.
No. She's dealing with men. You don't usually see too many positions where men that are trying to get to their goal, and it's predominantly just run by women. And you already know that's a lot of sexist stuff, but whatever, that's all another conversation. But what I'm telling you is, anytime a woman is progressing, or she's getting herself to a certain point in her career, normally she's going to be working with more men. And that's why I say a lot of men will be intimidated by that factor.
Yeah, well, you know, but then see, here's the thing, though. I've seen situations, man, where, you know, career women, but then they almost deliberately dive into their work life, where it's almost like either they're avoiding the relationship or, like, the things, you know, because here's the thing, like, if you don't have to work after, let's say, 6 o'clock, why are you coming home at 8, 9 o'clock? You know what I mean? Like, why are you still up at the office?
Hey, it depends on where they at in their career. Because, like I said, right now, I'm a salary worker. At the end of the day, I get a salary every year. But, like I said, that salary is for an 8-hour shift. And I just told you what I'm working.
Right.
And at the end of the day, when you have a whole level of responsibility, sometimes you want to stay on top of certain things. You don't want to have to see certain things the next day. Or you just like to run your shift so tight to where everything is just always taken care of and you won't leave until it's done like that. That's why I said it just depends on where you're at in your career, because that could also be that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, or even the intimidation factor of, you know, you've been single for so long, right? And mm-hmm. so you just dive into your career and you pour all of your energy, you know, into your career, you know, because there is no relationship. But how do you make that, how do you come out of that? Because let's say you've been building your business or built working in your job for, you know, 10 years and, you know, you've mm-hmm. been getting it in at work and this is what you're accustomed to.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden you have, you know, a new girlfriend and she feels mm-hmm. like, hey, you know, you're not giving me enough time. Do you leave her, you know, or, you know, and you say, hey, look, you're not prime time. You're not ready for me. Uh-uh. You got to go. Or
yeah, you let her
adjustment. Huh?
I said, you let her exit. At the end of the day, you're a newbie. You got to work your way into this. Like, sacrifices
right.
don't come until you've shown me that you were sacrificing for. And
yeah.
I say that in the aspect of when you have a goal in mind and you're working your butt off for it, nobody new is
right.
going to come in here and knock you off your trail. At the end of the day, for them to knock
That's
you off
true.
Of that, they have to be bringing something very powerful to the table. If they've shown you something that is worth holding on to. But if you coming in here talking
no,
about,
that's
okay,
true.
You ain't spend no time with me. And girl, I'll tell you like this. Want to get your TV dinner. I ain't going to make it tonight.
Right. No, that's true, because when you're building something, when you're really building something, there's a level of sacrifice that has to happen on both sides. Point blank
right.
period. You know, like, you know, if my wife had it her way, I promise you, man, she want to lay up in bed all day with me and her watching movies and things like that. Or, you know, me, you know, being in the backyard and she's in the room and one of the kids are in the backyard with me or something. And, you know, as long as I'm there, she's like that happy about it. That's her love language.
Right.
You know, it's not, oh, I got to go to dinner or, oh, I got to go to the movies or, oh, I got. She just
mm-hmm.
loves quality time, you know. But and I remember even when we were dating, you know, I was working and stuff and working. We were dating. And I was so wrong. I was so wrong to say some of the things that I said. I mean, I wasn't disrespectful, but I would just, you know, say certain things like,
How
you
do
know,
you say
she's
that
like, oh, you know,
you weren't disrespectful.
Because I
say
it from
that?
My chest. Because I talk.
No,
I talk.
Saying, how are you going to say, oh, I was so wrong. But I wasn't disrespectful. What?
Because.
It ain't no medium.
Well, no, there is a medium, because, you know, some people, they, you know, they'll down a person, you know, they'll disrespect a person, like in the way they say things. And so I always
That's
kept it really respectful.
It.
Right. But, you know how us guys can be.
No,
we can
no,
be
no,
grizzly bears.
Nah,
no, that's
don't
the truth.
Us
guys.
What I'm telling you
okay.
is everybody has their way of doing their thing in their relationship. If you felt like you was disrespectful,
yeah.
that was just your way.
I wasn't.
Disrespectful.
No,
well,
I wasn't being disrespectful.
Like you was being wrong, if you felt like you was being wrong, that was just
I wasn't even wrong.
It.
I wasn't even wrong.
Oh my God.
I just had
oh.
to say it from my chest. Man, listen to what I'm
what
saying. Look, listen, man, shut up. Listen, my wife said to me, she was like, you know, we would be, she'd be like, oh, I wish you would hang out with me more and this and that. We were dating. You know, I wish you would hang out with me more and this and that. And I'd be like, you know, like, you want to spend all this time with me and I'm trying to make moves. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. I got my dad. I got this. I got all this stuff going on. Like, if you want somebody that's going to be up under your face, like, every single day, go right around the corner over there to that liquor store. There's a bunch of dudes over there that's hanging out. They got nothing but time. Like, I'm on a train
mm-hmm.
ride to success. Either you want to hop on this train ride or you want to get off. Like, but I don't have time like that. I'm trying to accomplish some goals for the greater good for later. See,
mm-hmm.
that was when we were dating, you know. And to some people, that could be kind of harsh when you have those
no,
type of conversations. You know, that could be kind of harsh because all she wanted was time with me. Now, you know, that's great. I'd love to spend time with her. But, you know, as I'm grinding, as I'm working, you know, there's these bills are not going to stop coming. They, you
exactly.
know, bills come after you die. You know what I'm saying? it's just, you know, at the end of the day, you have to find balance. And that's another key thing, I think, because
I think so too.
Yeah, because let's say if you don't find that balance and your hustle is so important, or your job or your career is so important, you know, you could run that person away into the arms of another person.
Well, I hear you on it. The only thing that, and you won't agree with this, the only thing is, for me, being where I'm at right now, I'm like this. If the household is taken care of, the kids are taken care of, if you're not worried about no bills, you're not worried about food, I come home every night and we watch shows together, I don't want to hear we don't spend no time together.
No, that's good.
Point blank. I don't.
I agree with you on that. That's good.
Because at the end of the day, I tell you like this. I could be out here being a drug dealer going all night long. I could be a businessman out of town doing certain things where it's like I'm never here most of the time. But you have it good if I can come home every single night. So, like I said, you won't agree.
No,
you know, some people won't agree with
that. I agree with you on
that. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because at the end of the day, life is not set up to just cater to you. You have to be very blessed to have your life cater to what you actually want it to be like.
Right.
And I
or design
that's
it.
That's how it's played out.
Yeah, or design it. Like, you guys have to, like, really, you know, design it. Or be with the right, with the person that's okay. Like, see, your relationship works for you. But I think a lot of times people, they get so caught up in the look, they get so caught up in the sex, they get so caught up in the wrong things in the beginning to where they don't find their real life person that they're supposed to spend their life with. But they make adjustments and maybe, okay, maybe we can work it out. Maybe we can work through this. When that person's life goals is completely different from your life goals. And that's where the problem is.
Yeah. I mean, the way I look at it is, I think it's just, it's like you said earlier, it's kind of like a sacrifice. And, you know, there has to be a happy medium where you have to definitely, you know, be on one accord and be okay with not having everything. Because think about it. When you're in a relationship, yeah, it's all shits and giggles in the beginning. It's cool. Everybody loves each other. But my thing is, if you don't learn to adjust with each other, then at the end of the day, there is nothing. You can't grow from that. And there's an adjustment period throughout the whole relationship.
Right. No, there
like,
is.
Does
there
that
is.
Make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
I was only going off a life partner as far as, like, you can't find your life partner. Because my thing is this. You can be with anybody, but the thing is, you have to be at that age where you're willing to make a decision on if you're willing to make an adjustment to be with this person, or are you going to stand strong in your ways and be like, nah, I don't like that. I'm going to do me, you know,
but
even
see,
when it comes to
business. Yeah, but see, that's when the battle of wills happen. See, and you know what? I'm glad we're going down this road, because I want to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to dive into that, talking about the battle of the will and whose will is stronger, you know, because, you know, it can really, really go so many different ways, Chris. It really can, man.
Yeah.
So let's take a quick break. You're listening to Man to Man Radio with Richard and Chris. We'll be right back.
The Urban Sentinel, providing news that gives you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The amazing Urban Sentinel, featuring national news, community news, entertainment, sports, business, and national events. For all the news 7 days a week, visit their website at urbansentinel.com. The amazing Urban Sentinel, in digital and in print, in English and in Spanish. For additional information, ad placement, and print delivery, contact Reginald Kearney at area code 301-661-3989. The Urban Sentinel, where news is the only priority.
This is Chris, and if your cheeks are burning from laughing so hard, you already know it's because you're listening to Hot Topics Talk Radio.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Man Radio. Man, Chris, I love that station break, man. I love that
station
break.
Yeah, I had fun with that one, man.
Yeah, that was
dope. She played that beat. I said, let's get it.
Okay, man, shout out to our producer, Tony Breedlove. You know, she always makes us look so good. You know, she always makes us look so good. So here's the thing, Chris. You know, there's a battle of wills that happen in every relationship. Mm-hmm. Whose will is stronger than the other? And I think, you know, because what happens when you are, let's say you're a career-driven person and mm-hmm. your girl is another career-driven person. How do you guys find that balance?
Well, in a situation like that, I mean, both of them. Okay, I'll give you an example because I have a couple of friends of mine that got married really young. And the moment they got married, they had already said they weren't having kids right away. One of them was going to law school. The other one was in school doing their thing, trying to become an entrepreneur with whatever business they were doing. And I didn't say no entrepreneur. I said entrepreneur. There you go.
You're here, man.
Anyways, so the thing was, they both had set goals on what they were looking for. They didn't have kids. I think they stayed married. I'm going to say stayed married because they're no longer married. But the thing was, they had their plans as far as how they wanted it to play out. Now, I don't honestly think that because they were so driven within their careers, that's what pushed them apart. So, you know, that's not where I'm going with that. But what I will say is that because they were both driven for what they really wanted, they didn't really have to focus on, well, you're not home. They always had things to do. And they had their times where they would go out every Friday night. Like, they had dates. Like, they said, okay, no matter what, we have a date every Friday. Like, this is what we do. And then on the weekends, one might have to go to school or the other one might have to do something. But then they had, like, an event they had to go to. And they just had it mapped out so nice. It's sad because I honestly know that they could have made it, and there were other things that they could have, like, you know, really fought for. But at the end of the day, they were both driven in their careers, and because of that, they really just didn't have that issue because they were focused on what they needed to do. And like I said, I can't tell you exactly what broke it up, but I can honestly just say that they because that's the thing. It had nothing to do with that, and I don't want to put people's business out there like that. So that's
no,
why
I understand.
It had nothing to do with that. I just loved how they were just very focused and driven on getting things done. They were graduating. They think they had two different graduations I went to for the both of them. And, I mean, they were doing well financially, homes. I mean, it just was a beautiful thing to watch because they had a good grind. So I think when you're in a situation like that where both people are both driven, you don't have time to focus on petty. You don't have time to focus on, he didn't hug me, or she didn't say hi to me when she came in. Because there's a bigger goal in mind that you're working towards.
Well, yeah. An idle mind is the devil's playground, you know, straight up. If you're not busy with your life and you worried about somebody else's life, worried about what they're doing, you know, there's going to always be some sort of negative thought, you know, coming into play, you know, definitely.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say that, but then there's that interesting dynamic where what if your woman makes more money than you because she's so driven, you know, and how does that impact the relationship? Because I've seen some nightmarish type of situations happen where, you know, a woman will make more money than her dude, but will literally, you know, will talk down to her dude and all that type of stuff. Even though he's still driven and you know, I mean, that's like, it's crazy where they, you know, they want to run the relationship now. Like, I'm running this. I'm independent.
Hey, but aren't they?
What do you mean?
If they're paying most of the bills or all of the bills, they are running the relationship. I saw a picture the other day. Okay. Look, let me explain something to you. I saw a picture the other day where it said what it looked like when a woman paying all the bills, and it was a man in the doggy style position, and she was behind him.
that's the wrong roles, man. It's funny, but it's wrong. How long is that going to work? I don't know how long that's going to work. I mean, maybe some one of the callers can call in and ask, you know, and tell us, you know, how something like that works, you know, because I don't think that a person's financial stance in life should make them the dominant person in a relationship. Like if, like, let's say my wife made more money than me or whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I'm still the husband and she's still the wife. We have defined roles in our household. There's not, oh, I'm the house bitch, or, you know, you know, it, there's no, like, there's,
but you kind of are.
No,
you
I'm know, not. How you?
With,
I'm
not with the disrespect.
Not me.
Not with the disrespect of the B word. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, that's what you are. Oh,
how?
You know, I told you.
Not
if
me,
you're not
but you're
working,
saying by an example.
At home. Yes,
no, I'm not saying not working.
Home,
I'm not saying not working. I'm not saying not working. We're talking about two people that work for a living, but the woman mm-hmm. makes more money than the man. Like, let's say for an example, your wife is a big time executive at like AT&T or something, and okay. you work as the manager of Jack in the Box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is she supposed to run the relationship now just because she's the executive
no,
at AT&T?
Not. Definitely.
Why?
I'm talking about a stay at home guy.
Okay, so you're talking about stay at home dude, and I'm talking about just she makes more money.
Now the money thing, the money is not really like that. That's, and I agree. Like I said, it's not who calls the shots, who makes the most money. But I will say whoever is balancing more as far as taking more of a lead within that household is the head of that household, whether that be bills, whether that be the crucial decisions. I just don't understand. If you're a man and you're not making those decisions or you're not taking care of most of the bills, I don't understand how you can even call yourself the head of the household.
Well, not, but see, here's the thing, Chris. No, I don't know one woman that wants a man that's not going to be like the decision maker or wants to like be like, okay, oh no, you make the decision, babe. You just do. I don't know one woman that wants a man like that. I don't know one.
Have you seen it?
I've witnessed it, but I don't know one. Like today, where, you know, a woman wants a man that's like that. Even the strongest woman, she could care less how much a dude makes, man. She just wants a strong man that's going to treat her with respect, that's going to love her draws, that's going to, you know, make her some bath water, rub her feet, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. make her feel like a woman, giving her the opportunity to operate at her full femininity. That's the type of man that she wants.
So,
she don't
so
want no.
Let me ask you the honest question. Is that even possible?
Yeah. Of course it's possible. Of
no,
course it's possible.
It,
yes, it is.
As a man, there is no way that you cannot make a lot of money or the most money or however you said it, there's no way that you can be taking second in that position and still be a strong man who's proud.
Most men aren't going to do it, though. Man, women will sit there. Let me tell you something. Women will take care of their man. Because let's be real. Let's be all the way real, Chris. There are a lot of women out here that make a lot of money, way more money than some men. And they balling.
Oh,
let's get... They
mm-hmm.
balling. I mean, they got their careers, they got their cars, they got their own house, they got their own clothes, they got their own bomb credit. They got everything together. And all they want is just somebody that's going to treat them right, with respect, you know. But we have a lot of sorry dudes that don't really push up on them correctly, allowing them to operate in their full femininity.
I'm so disappointed
you know?
In you at this moment.
No, that's the truth, man. You could be disappointed all you want. That's the truth.
That ain't the truth.
That's the truth, man.
When you keep
it
all the way real, keep it all the way
real. I'm keeping it all the way real. There's a lot
of
people, man. Chris, you know I'm right.
Most women have their credit. No, not at all. Not even close. When most women have their credit and all of that together and the money, what comes with good credit, good job, good career, a good mouth? They run it. And when you're talking about a man, they want a man to step correctly. Come on, man. What come with that? A man having to jump through hoops. This ain't the goddamn Ringling Circus. At the end of the day.
Yeah, well, I know. Well, that does happen.
Trip, just to get in.
But you'll be surprised. Come on, be surprised. But you'll be surprised. After a woman has gone through a bunch of different things, No, listen, Chris, for real. After they go through a few different things, man, a real woman just wants to be loved, man. She just wants to be loved. And at that point, she throws all the financial shit out the window, because if you don't have it, she's looking at you like, we can build this together. She's ready to be your investor in your business idea. She's ready to put you in the right clothes, to put you in the right type of business opportunity. You understand what I'm saying? She's ready to have your back. But you, a man, most men today don't even step up enough, because we too busy trying to be player from the Himalaya and all that other bullshit, thinking that we can just hold them down with our dick. Let's just be all the way real.
Boy, now, the dick is good. For too much applause tonight.
No, I'm not. The dick is no. Understand what I'm saying? No, understand what I'm saying, man. Understand what I'm saying?
No, let me tell you what you're saying right now. It's 100% true. But at the end of the day, you're not going to, you just basically labeled most men for being like that. And that's the problem. You hanging with too many women.
That's not what I did.
Talking like that. You need to get back around.
No, that's not what I did.
Because at the end of the day,
no,
I hang out with a bunch of group of good guys that
and that's great.
Have their stuff together and that are looking for those same type of women. But their mindset is in a completely different place. And yes, you'll say, well, where are they going to look for these women? Or where? And at the end of the day, like I said, the way you said that about the men is just ridiculous to me. There are a lot of men
because
that are out there right there. But you just sat
there,
and just labeled pretty much most men that just don't step up to the plate to make that move. And I think, like I said, I don't search for applause, man. I just, when I talk
I'm not even searching for applause
things,
either.
Yes, you
I'm telling
are,
you what's real.
What you
no, maybe in your demographic, you're correct in your demographic. But in my demographic and in a little older demographic, you know, I'm telling you 100% truth. Believe what I'm saying. There are a lot of women out here that just want to be loved. They're ready to yield to a man that's going to really just love them and respect them and honor them, man.
I agree. But what I just
So how could you disagree with anything else that I said?
Because you just basically spit on a bunch of men for not stepping up to the plate.
No, I didn't.
Or understand.
Okay, so that means they need to step up to the plate. That means they need to step up to the plate then. That's what that means. That's
well,
all that means.
Something else. Bottom
That's
line
all that
is,
means.
The way this society works nowadays, because of my demographic, at the end of the day, most people are out of whack with how they're supposed to be in their relationships, period. Women
don't because nobody knows their role.
Men, exactly. So when you just said that right now, you just contradicted your own self now.
No, I did not.
No,
I did not.
There's
You're not
an imbalance
listening.
On both levels. No, I'm definitely listening. And I agree with what you said. The only thing I did not like what you said was that you labeled men, most men, for being like that. And what I was trying to tell you is that there are a lot of men. And when you label as far as my demographic, what you need to understand is my age has nothing to do with the people that I hang out with. Most people that I hang out with are always way older than me. But this is the thing.
And that's great.
I hang out with people with a certain type of mindset. And what I'm explaining to you is the mindset of the person that you just basically brought up was a person that still doesn't even know themselves or still trying to figure out what they want in life. And most men, when they get to that older age, aren't really still in that same mindset. Now, yes, there are men that are older that do have that type of mindset. But most men aren't like that. And that's why I was saying
here's the thing, Chris.
Most men
and that's
that
fine
mindset.
If you didn't like it. That's fine if you didn't like it. No, that's fine if you didn't like it because – it's supposed to challenge us men to in certain areas. It's supposed to challenge us. If you didn't like it, I hope there's some other people that didn't like it. Because, you know, maybe that's some area that we all need to get better at. If the shoe don't fit, then don't worry about wearing it. You shouldn't be offended if the shoe didn't fit you. If the shoe didn't fit you, you shouldn't be aware. You shouldn't be at all worried about it. Because I know that shoe doesn't fit with me.
But like I said, and this is why I say you search for applause, because
I'm not searching for applause. I could give a damn about applause. Who's calling in to give us an applause?
When I do most women, you jump on that instantly. If I say, oh, come on, don't do that. Most women, you can, okay, say some women. Like I said, and then you just threw men under the bus. Horrible.
I didn't throw, Chris.
Horrible.
Chris, you're missing the entire thing. You're missing the whole point of what I'm saying.
Let me explain something to you.
And that's no. Let me explain something to you. If you want to stay, Chris, if you want to stay right there, if you want to live right there, then that's fine. You can stay right there. But I'm trying to say something that's going to help somebody. That's all I'm saying.
No, and you definitely are. But what I'm saying is say it correctly.
So if I am saying it correctly. I have my way of saying it. I have my way of saying it. You have your way of saying it. And at the end of the day.
Basically, if it's not said by like you, then I were not.
No, I didn't say that. And that's fine. And we can agree to disagree and agree or whatever it is. But what I'm saying, at the end of the day, you know, I don't think that women that have, you know, their careers set up and things like that, you know, are trying to dog a man. I don't, like, from the standpoint, like, there are some women that do that. And there are some men that, you know, they just say, hey, I don't want a commitment. I'm good. You know, I'm good. And that's fine.
But
I'm
my
good.
Thing is
I'm
this.
Just gonna...
If we're going to say stuff like that, we have to, I don't know. Like, for me, it's just at a certain age, you bring certain things to the table. So at the end of the day, when you're at a certain age, you have to be providing something. And what I mean by providing
something,
you do. Your lifestyle has to be in order. So if your lifestyle is not in order like that, then you can't say, and like I said, and it's hard to say that because at the end of the day, you never know certain people's position. One of the things that bothers me about that situation, what you just said right there, is because, yes, some women are looking for a man that financially can take care of himself and do stuff like that. But guess what? And you out of all people should understand this very clearly. Child support is a bitch, and that tears a lot of men's life up. I have a homeboy that is a great father. But guess what? Because he has a terrible baby mom and he sees his kids and he's a great father, she rapes his bank account. For some reason, the courthouses did whatever they did. And guess what?
Yeah.
He loses a lot of money. And guess what? It's not to say that he's not a good guy. It's not to say that he's not working his ass off and he doesn't have the money to bring to the table. It's just an unfortunate situation. So at the end of the day, and I know you weren't really referencing towards stuff like this, but what I was trying to say is, you never know a person's situation. Most women won't be put in the type of situation that a man will be because guess what? Let's say times out of 10, most men are going to have kids. So if they're not in that same relationship, their money is going towards something else.
And that's fine. But here's the thing, because this is the part that I think you missed, Chris, is when you're dealing with the right woman is going to have his back, regardless of the money. He could still be in his role in the relationship. His role is not going to change in his relationship because he's getting raped on child support at all. His role should not dictate. So his finances should not dictate his position in the relationship. And when he's with a real woman, like I'm sure he probably is, then it's not going to be a
problem. You've been married too long. You don't get out like that. See, that's the problem. Because, see, like I said, I have friends that are still single, still running the streets like that. And when you say a good woman is going to stand, at the end of the day, there's a long way you got to go before you can realize if you have a good woman or not. At the end of the day, it's not as clear as day. I don't know. Like I said, maybe it was when you were dating and doing stuff like that. These are different men.
Well, yeah, you can tell on a good woman on what you're looking for, Chris.
So that's why I'm trying to tell you. Your opinion on this is understood, but I don't think it holds that much weight because at the end of the day,
it holds weight. Trust me, it's logic.
People.
No, it holds weight.
Do you
logic.
Have any scientific facts for that? Because like I said, we can talk all day long.
Yeah, we could. And while we're talking all day long, let's bring Tony on because, you know, let's bring Tony on because we got a few more minutes left before the show ends, man. But at the end of the day, you know, go ahead, Tony. What's up, Tony? What's up, Tony?
It got serious.
Tony, you know I got my bullshit face on.
Yeah.
This is going to be the problem when we go live on camera.
Yeah.
OMG.
Well, there was a lot that I said that probably went over your head, man.
Yeah.
And under your feet.
Tony,
why do you want to say that, Ricky?
Tony, when he does because
we don't understand.
He has to understand that I'm always see. Richard tries to do slick stuff. He throws these little undercurrents. Well, it's a little bit above your demographic, or maybe you just didn't.
No,
I'm just not a bullshitter. I keep it real.
That's
I'm
not
just,
even bullshit.
I don't have to say.
Hold on.
Did
anything I say,
real.
Tony? anything that I say, was it bullshit?
Well, let me say this. I'm not going to answer that question. I'm not going to answer that question. What I will say is that I think that what both of you guys had to say held a lot of water. And I think that it has to do with the man. It really does.
Right.
And it's unfortunate that you find more men who are on that side who just don't want to do a damn thing right. You know,
right.
And it's unfortunate. And that's because of the society that we live in, because of the social factors that are tied to what is going on around us, men and women.
Right.
I mean, I understand the fact that, you know, I understood what Chris was saying about, you know, his friend who was being raped over the coals by this woman. Well, you got to look at the woman.
That so sucks, man. That sucks.
You got to, because
I know that feeling.
You know, because I don't, I don't agree with that philosophy of how a woman will say, well, if you're not going to pay, I'm just going to do this. No, and it's more than him not paying child support. It has to do with whether or not that man wants to be with her. That has nothing to do with the children.
Right. That's all.
Exactly. That's all. And I know, I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that.
You know,
and I agree with Chris on that.
I can see both sides. I can understand where Richard was coming from, because there is this, and this to me is all a social aspect of what we live in right now, where people have...
That's what I was explaining.
Well, you know, the thing is that people don't have the same morals and the value code that they did before. So you're going to have people who just don't want to do the right thing. Now, when it comes to women, and you say that women who are out here doing their own thing, and, you know, they have the homes, they have the cars, they have the status, the job, they're doing their thing, right? And then you've got this man who comes along and, you know, the woman, more than likely, all she does really want, when you get to that kind of status and you are running your own business and things like that, you do someone who can share this with you. You really do. And it has nothing to do with the money that she makes. It has nothing to do about her status. She just wants to be loved, respected. She just wants to know that somebody has her back, not necessarily monetarily. It has a lot of the times money goes out the window. It just does, you know. So I mean, I understand both points. I really do, honestly.
I
want
you to understand.
I can't say that
I
either one of you are right or wrong.
Well, I honestly agreed with him as well. My whole thing was that it's just I'm not gonna really hold. And I agree with you with saying that it starts with men, because at the end of the day, we lead by example, because that's what we're supposed to do. Period. But what I am saying is, within this society, it's kind of almost balanced where you have women that are acting like that and men that are acting like that. I mean, most people aren't really looking for anything serious nowadays. That's why I said, and you're talking about women, it's like at the end of the day, you must be talking about a certain age, and then we can honestly have a different conversation. But if we're just talking about women,
and maybe that's what it is. And maybe that's what it is.
It's just a society.
That's true. I agree with you, Chris, because that's true. The age thing is different.
Yeah, but
there are young girls out there on
Instagram
showing everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But when you talk about age, you find that the demographic, when we speak of women and when we speak of age, you won't find all of the, but you will find less of the bullshit coming from women, say, my age. Okay. You just do. And it has to do with growth. It has to do with mature women my age. If you're trying to get child support, you're trying to get child support for a 25 or 30-year-old person.
Right. Hey, better be.
So, right.
You know what I'm saying? Because at this age, you don't have children. You have grown folks that you have raised. So child support goes
That's
out the window. Having someone come in and trying to take care of your children is gone, because they're not children. They're not children anymore.
Exactly.
So,
and see, and
you know,
that was my whole point, is that we're not talking about women that age. We're talking about, you know, within their late 20s, their late 30s.
That's
you know,
what you're talking about.
Stuff like that. Well,
okay, 40s. That's what,
you
that's,
won't
see,
mind.
I'm talking.
Yes.
See, it would be really rare that if you were to find a woman that was in her 20s who has gained a successful business,
rare.
Has bought a house,
right.
has, yeah,
no,
that
no,
would be rare.
20s,
so,
I said late 20s, mid 30s, early 40s. That's the demographic I was assuming.
That's
we
a
should
huge
be talking about
demographic.
Yeah. Well, even women in their mid 30s and, you know, early 40s, there are women in their 40s, Chris, that have established businesses or established a career and things like that.
Sure.
You know, they've established certain things in their life to where now all they want is, okay, I want to be loved, you know, and that's what I want. I want to be loved.
Yeah, but see,
and they're
the
not
unfortunate
really
part is, yeah, but they are tripping, believe it or not. Believe it
you
or not,
so?
Because
okay.
I'm like, well, I'm what, yeah, because I'm one of those women. I mean, I've gotten
okay.
to, you know, my late 50s, and I've done pretty much everything that I've ever wanted to do. Oh, I've made money. I've had businesses. I'm still doing
mm-hmm.
business.
Mm-hmm.
But now all of that, it really does, you know, it matters, but it doesn't. It doesn't matter
right.
when it comes to me being with someone and finding that true love. And I can make room. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
it doesn't
Definitely.
Matter. The business and the money and all of that stuff. At one point, it really doesn't matter when you're talking about
right.
trying to find someone to spend the rest of your life with. It doesn't. It just does not matter.
No, because
so,
you're looking
most
to
women,
build something with someone at that point.
Right.
You're looking
well,
to build
at this point,
with,
it's not
with,
even a building of something because at this age, you would have already built what you have. Okay.
Right.
And the person that you're mm-hmm. going to be with more than likely going to be, I'm going to say maybe an age difference up or down. You would have
mm-hmm.
already
okay.
built something. So it's not like you're really building anything together. What you're doing at this point and at this age is now you're combining your resources. That's what
mm-hmm.
you're doing.
Right. That, and that's what you're doing. And see, one of
right.
the things
yeah.
that I realized about a lot of women is their level of wanting that from a man starts to turn up a lot more as they turn 30 seems to kind of be that ticking like, okay, it's time. Like if I haven't had kids, I need to have kids now. Or I need
oh,
to get
man.
Married, and they start pressuring.
A biological
and start,
clock ticking.
Like I
right.
notice a lot more women
You're
that
right
turn
that.
Up a whole lot more about that feeling once they get past 30 or once they get to 30.
Well,
and they don't
they
even realize
30,
they push half
yeah.
the men away, though, in doing that.
But see,
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
but when they get to 30, though, that is the most important thing to a woman is to be able to bear children. But when you mm-hmm. get past that, when you get past that 30 and your time clock and everything is now dusty,
wait,
children
said everything
not even,
is dusty.
You know, children is not even, that's not even a factor anymore. So now you're talking about,
right.
well, I don't want to grow old by myself. And that starts
yeah,
to happen
right.
somewhere around the mid to late 40s. And when you get to
right.
50, it's like, oh, well, you know, if it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
yeah, well you know,
have
I
that,
also
I'm,
say 30.
I'm okay being by myself.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. But you know, why I also said around like your 30s and your mid 30s, right? Because guess what? While you were spending all your time not being in relationships like that or going through whatever you were going through, now you're watching your friends with their kids,
yeah,
man,
or
yeah.
with their family, and that's the type yeah. of stuff that women start to look at. And that's why I said,
yeah.
at the end of the day, there's so much confusion going on in this world. Yes, I will blame men for a lot of it, but at the same time, I will say there's an imbalance within both.
I agree. I agree because
well, no,
I
agree
I
with that. I agree with
myself.
That too.
Yeah, I can only speak for myself because I've been through the 30s and the 40s, and now I'm in my late 50s. So the imbalance is on both parts. But what you do find, though, is that when women get to this age, the unfortunate
mm-hmm.
part is that you know there is a possibility that yes, you will be alone, and it's a great possibility.
Yeah, that's
because.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's tough to deal with because I deal with it. I deal with it.
Hold
I
on,
know
hold
what
on.
It's like.
And watch this. And I'm going to say this. And Richard, I know you're going to know who I'm talking about as soon as I say it. But this is a person. I know a person that is I won't say they're an amazing person, but they're great within their careers. They're decent looking. And their personality fucking sucks. And they're at this
Oh my God, I know who you're talking about.
Their age, and it's like at this point, you will more than likely be alone because you have not learned to just be a better person within your own self. You spend your time wanting to be above everyone. And like I said, it goes back to that whole where he was talking about has a great career, has built things, has a beautiful home, and just wants somebody to lay down with. But see, hold on. And you know what? And this should kill, Richard, this should really kill your argument right there because that type
of woman right there is, no.
What I mean is it should tone it down some because that type of woman right there is exactly about the same type of women I'm talking about that men don't want to settle down with because it comes with that mouth. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Okay.
Man?
No. Okay. Now I understand where you're coming from. But here's the interesting twist.
Mm-hmm.
There is that rare few of women like that that are just plain crazy.
That's not rare.
There are just some women out there that, you know, they got all that stuff, but then they want to put a timeline on everything. That's crazy. Not all of them. They want to put
time on a man on a time. You can't do that because things happen when they happen. And if you try and rush something, as soon as you meet someone, you try and rush something, it falls apart. Because who wants to be rushed? Right. Not even the woman wants to be rushed or put on a timeline.
Right.
So how unfair is it to put someone in that time frame?
You want to know one of the saddest things that really just makes me like kind of like, damn, like that's sad. When I hear women that still want to be in a relationship and they might be, say, like 35 or 37 years old. Probably, let's say 37, 38 years old. And they talking about, because when I have kids one day, and I'm thinking to myself, you still for the
time. One day is tomorrow.
One day, like next week? Yeah.
Well, you know, people
Yeah, or wait till they're in their 40s and they're talking about, I just want to have one kid, one more.
No, oh, God, like, Like I said, it gets dusty. So,
it just makes the risk is higher. The risk is higher. You know, the risk is of dangerous things is higher.
Yeah, it's
but
true.
But no, Chris, I agree with you.
Very true.
Yeah. Chris, I do agree with you on that point. If you were thinking about what I think you were thinking about, then I understand where you were coming from. But understand that that is a rare case. In my opinion, that's like super rare.
Okay, no, it's not.
I'm gonna have to say it.
And Tony, hold your seat. Don't jump up trying to fight me.
Lord,
it's a lot of black women. Come on, man. Come on. Yeah. This is the thing. Like I said, I don't say things because I want to make people comfortable. I say things based off of what I see and based off of how as a matter of fact, watch this. Me and my father actually had a conversation tonight about certain things like that and how certain races have just a different level of motivation. One thing that you won't run across a whole lot is a whole lot of fat white women. Why? Because they take more pride in their look. And even though they can't hold that youngness like most black women can because it's in the genes and all that type of stuff, but at the end of the day, most white women are about their health and about their bodies. And I see a lot of black women nowadays that are getting more into wanting to work out. And I love that because, to be honest with you, there's so much that goes on within our race. We have to be more conscious about what we're eating, the way we're carrying ourselves, and we have to do better. But to be honest with you, there are a lot of black women that just get too comfortable and they gain all this weight. And, you know, like I said, it is not to single out black people because at the end of the day, I love black people. But what I'm saying is that when it comes to black women, we got to do better at taking care of ourselves. Well, when it comes to black women and dealing with black men, it's a battle. And I'm sorry to women and I'm sorry to men. Because there's just so much level of confusion when it comes to dealing with each other, it almost makes it impossible.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And that's the sad part, man.
It is sad.
That's interesting.
It's very sad. Very sad. Gosh, yeah. You guys got to do the show on that.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. That's an interesting topic right there.
If you don't, I will.
Yeah. you know what's a trip? You know, I saw a video one time. No, it's funny because I saw a video one time about that. And even how, like, some black women, they'll, like, act different when they're in a relationship with, like, let's say a white dude or a Spanish dude. They'll act different. They're not as aggressive as they would be. Well, let's say in an interracial relationship, they're not as aggressive. With black guys, like when two black people are together, the woman is usually more combative with that man, with that black man. But, you know, when that black woman is with a white dude or with a Spanish dude or, you know, a different nationality, she's less combative. And I don't know why.
Yeah. I'm going to say yeah and no, because I'll tell you something. One thing about white men when they're with black women, they don't feel like, and see, this is that pride within black men, because we always have to feel like we're superior or we're the dominant. Whereas a white man might be with a black woman and he's like, you know what, honey, we're equal. And he's fine with that. He feels no type of, he feels no level of.
He doesn't feel that inferior. Yeah. He doesn't feel inferior.
And see, and that's a level of pride that I think, but see, and that just comes with the passion and everything that our race has gone through. So at the end of the day, that's where, you know, we're always going to run into those challenges, because there's so much level of disrespect to a black woman. There's so much disrespect to a black man. So within that, we spend our time fighting the world.
I think it's all because too, though, Chris and Richard, I think that because we have gotten so indoctrinated with the stereotypes, because that's what we look for.
Yeah,
we've been fed stereotypes, and over centuries, we have been fed that, you know, black men are nothing and black women are nothing, and we're combative and aggressive and all of these things.
Right.
What about just settling in to who you are and who you're with, and leave all that stereotypical stuff alone? Because that's the problem. We listen to our own stereotypes.
I agree.
Right. I agree. I think that would be, it's an interesting topic on how that could go. That could really be interesting, because I know so many different interracial relationships, because I love people. I don't care. We all bleed the same.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And, you know, it's already hard enough to you know, be happy in this life, so to speak, with someone else, you know, to narrow it down to, okay, I can only be with this nationality. That makes it even harder, you know?
Right.
I'm not against it.
Can I ask y'all a question?
I know there's a difference.
And it's off topic, but I just want to see what y'all opinion is about this. What do you think the American flag means to black people? How much do you think it, how much importance is it, do you think it is to black people?
Well, it depends on the nature of where we're going with that, because see, that's such a broad question. Because if we talk about what the flag means to black people, when we talk about just living in this country, then we'd say, of course, I would support the American. Well, I'm just going to talk about me. I can't speak for other black folks. But for me, I would say it's representing the country. And it's the country I live in. And I love this country because I know what's in other countries that I don't want to be a part of, you see? However, I know the history of the flag, and I know that the flag was not originally sewn or presented for the rights or the equal justice for blacks. There's this line, you know, and it's a very fine line that you have to almost explain one side, explain the other side, so then it all fits. Because I think I think that it just means so many different things to so many different people, especially Black people. Mm-hmm. But when you say, you know, how does this flag affect me? What does it mean to me as far as me as a Black woman or as a Black man? I'd say, screw it. Fuck it. I'm sorry. But and it's because of what it represents. To me, it's almost in the same, I'm not going to say the same category, or I can't say it's in the same line of the Confederate flag, but in a way it is. Because mm-hmm. it doesn't represent anything that has to do with Blacks, the way we live and how we've had to suffer in this country. Because you couldn't find a slave during slavery era who would walk around and wrap themselves in a flag because he was proud. Proud of what?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Proud
Listen,
of what?
I don't know if you want to say anything on that.
Well, yeah, I will.
There's a reason why I brought it up. And it just
why did you bring
you guys
it up?
Spin it. Well, because this guy said something to me, and I don't know. Maybe it was just deep to me. I don't know. But because we were discussing it, and you know, the guy, his dad served in the military and stuff, and you know, we discussed how, you know, really the flag doesn't really mean anything to me. The country, okay. The people that represent the country mean more to me than
the flag
does.
And, right.
And that's
right.
Where my opinion was with that, too. And the funny thing is, when we got finished wrapping that conversation up, the last thing he said was, at the end of the day, that flag was hanging the same time we were.
But exactly.
Like, wow.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
See, in my opinion, with the flag, Chris and Tony, you know, at the end of the day, we you know, as country, we like to act like certain things don't happen because it doesn't touch us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like to act as if certain things are not happening. And so, yes, symbolically, the flag is supposed to represent freedom, justice, and equality for all. And to some people, it does represent that. And so they mm-hmm. don't really see the other side. They can't see the other side. You know,
right.
they it's impossible for them to see
mm-hmm.
the other side. Like, it's impossible. You know, I had that conversation with my mom when I was 16 years old, because my father, he was a police officer, you know,
mm-hmm.
and my father, he told me, whatever you do when you get pulled over by the police, keep your hands on the steering wheel, say yes, sir, no, sir, roll all your windows down. If you're driving at night, turn on the interior lights. Before he gets to the car, make sure you have your driver's license in your hand, and don't reach into your glove compartment to grab your registration and insurance until he says it's okay. Now, you tell me what kind of fucking freedom that is. That's not freedom. That's fear.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's not freedom. And so for me, symbolically, the flag is supposed to represent freedom, justice, and equality. But the mindset has to be changed first by so many people. Like, I'm pissed because President Trump is so outraged about the NFL people, you know, taking a knee. Last time I checked, you take a knee to pray. You take a knee beside somebody's bed when they're sick. You take a knee when one of your soldiers has fallen and you're grieving. Right now, the United States has gone through so much turmoil, whether it's natural disaster, whether it's these young Black men and women that are dying across the street because of the fact that they sell cigarettes or because they look like a bad dude, or because they sell DVDs, okay? Because they sell DVDs. But nothing will happen when the white dude is, you know, high on drugs, in Florida, stab three people, bite another person's face off. Nothing's going to happen to that dude. They might take him to go get a burger like they did the kid that shot up the church for no reason. because they were black. Peacefully. He got arrested and they stopped off at big, man, tell me, when was the last time, you know, granted, I haven't been arrested, thank God, but when is the last time you heard a news article saying, oh, well, you know, Mr. Jackson, when he was arrested, they stopped off at McDonald's to get him a Happy Meal before he went in. If he even makes his ass to the jail, you understand what I'm saying? So the flag, to me, it is supposed to represent freedom, justice, and equality. It is supposed to do that. And I hope as a country, we get to that point to where we're not afraid to have these tough conversations. Because I guarantee you right now, there's no disrespect to the military people. My father served in you know, he was a Marine. My father served. You know, I got cousins that served that are military people. I just hate the fact that all of a sudden all these people are like extra patriotic and extra critical of all these people when I know good god dang well every time that dang national anthem comes on when I'm at home watching the game, I sit my ass on my couch and I'm watching somebody sing the Star Spangled Banner. I'm not standing up, taking my hat off. When was the last time somebody did that? Come on, man. Let's keep it all the way real and understand what the protest, what the silent protest is really all about. The silent protest is really all about everybody not having freedom, justice, and equality in this country. Because a person shouldn't be killed because they look like a big bad dude when they're complying with the law. Mm-hmm. A person shouldn't be killed because they're selling cigarettes. A person shouldn't be killed because they're selling DVDs. Because psychologically, that person on the other side holding that badge assumes that that person is a threat. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
More.
Yeah.
Tony, you know, and that's the
Tony,
problem.
Tony, I got him. Tony, I got him started. You seen it?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We was about to go there.
Yeah, I get real passionate about that, man.
I was like, man, here we go.
No, I get real passionate about it. Well, one more thing, real quick. One more thing, real quick. I swear it's my last thing. One more thing.
No, this is for real.
If Trump,
this is for real.
One more thing. Trump has a problem, you know, because I said I wasn't gonna talk about Trump, but I'm gonna talk about Trump. Trump has a problem with the NFL players taking a kneel, but the ultimate disrespect to the flag is all those people, you know, raising up those Confederate flags and things like that. When is he going to have a problem with them and their Confederate flags? Is he going to go after Jehovah's Witness next because they don't worship idols and worship, you know, flags, and they don't do none of that? Who is he going to go after next?
Yeah, but see, my whole issue with the flag, when we just talk about the flag, we're not talking about how we stand or kneel or take our hat off or put our right hand over a heart and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
People don't even understand what the colors signify in the flag.
Right.
You know, okay, we've been taught that, you know, of course, you know, the stars represent the states, the stripes represent the 13 colonies and, you know, all of the of Britain, and this is America. This isn't Britain anymore. Okay.
Right.
So when we look at the flag, the first problem I have with the flag is that a lot of people don't understand what the white stripes actually represent. And the white stripes actually signify purity and innocence. What about this country? What about this country speaks pure and innocence? When we talk about the people who reside here, that live here,
right.
Nothing, yeah. Absolutely freaking nothing. Red signifies hardiness and valor. Can we say that this country is of valor, of hardiness?
Nope.
When you've got people of color.
It's a tough thing to claim now.
Yeah, come on now. So when we talk about the flag, start looking into what it actually represents and tell me if that stands true for the United States as we live.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I guess you should ask that question to the next person and say they have a problem with somebody not standing for it. Do you even know what it represents?
Right.
Well, it's supposed to be because it represents of honor, of no matter what,
right.
You stand in honor of a flag that basically has
been. Well, I'm just saying, for somebody to be so passionate,
Yeah, you know, and not because they've been taught that. They've been taught that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, have they been taught what it actually signifies?
Right.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You can't wrap yourself up in stuff that you don't know anything about.
Right. You know, it's so funny that we're talking about this because, you know, so many people are just all of a sudden, you know, especially on Facebook, they're becoming all of these super patriots. And they're like, oh, you know, how can you disrespect our flag? And how can you do this and that? You know, this is so disrespectful to our soldiers, you know, and they're saying all this and stuff, you know, and it's like, hold on, man. That's why the soldiers are over there right now. So we can protest.
Mm-hmm.
We can,
mm-hmm.
that, you know,
they
because
stand
it's a
guard
dictatorship.
Our rights and every step they take, in whether it's on this land or whether it's on another land, that's what they are doing.
And I want to be very clear. My feelings for that flag have nothing to do for the men and women that serve this country. I love and respect everything about them. There's nothing I wouldn't do as far as going out of my way if I needed to, because.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's because of them why we have the rights that we do. So
they don't serve because they love the flag. They serve because they love the country.
Because they love the country.
They serve because they love the people that are representing this country. It don't have shit to do with a flag.
Right.
It really doesn't.
I wish our government wasn't as disrespectful to our soldiers. You know what I mean? Our government is more disrespectful to our soldiers than the fucking NFL. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
When you have homeless veterans.
Exactly. I was going there.
Yeah, you have
that
homeless
have to
veterans.
Come back and can't find jobs, can't feed their family.
Can't. Yeah. They got to give them these conditions and they want to shove these pills.
Yeah.
Right.
They come back maimed when they've got the shittiest health care, and what is the Veterans Administration doing about that? So don't talk to me about a flag.
That's
disrespectful. Don't talk to me about military. That's disrespectful.
Right. Right. Our military, me too, because our military, they deserve, okay? Let me tell you, our military deserves. I think every single military person that has ever enlisted to be in the military should be guaranteed a home and good health care when they come home.
Guaranteed.
Plain and simple.
Guaranteed.
Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Mm-hmm. No ifs, ands, or buts. It don't matter what your credit is. You're approved. You got a house,
mm-hmm.
and you got a and you got, you know, great health care.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Because I know when my own son came back from serving in the Navy, for him to go over to the VA to get any kind of help was a nightmare. My brother served in the Air Force. And he came back with all kind of different issues. You know, and it's a nightmare for him to get health care or to get proper care. I have cousins. My family has been strong military since I've ever known. But they all been shit on by the U.S. government in which they served this country.
Yeah.
So I have a huge problem when someone talks about a flag and versus love of country. I have a huge problem with it.
Let me tell y'all something. Do you see how y'all went away from y'all shy answers right from the beginning and how your soul and spirit started actually seeing exactly what you needed to see? At the end of the day, you knew it, but we want to always be politically correct when we first initially talk about it. But I really wanted to hear how you guys felt about that, because the moment that man told me that flag was hanging the same time we was, it changed my whole perception about how I just even looked at it.
Yeah. And that's going to be my Facebook status, man. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
going to
be my Facebook status.
1777, I think it was. You know, 1777 or 1780, I can't remember exactly. But
and
that
I'll tell you
is
like this. Oh, go
when we were hanging from trees.
But I'll tell you
remember,
like this.
We just became human beings not too long ago.
The next person that tells you they offended by us not standing by that flag, say, I'm offended by you not loving people better than the way you do now, period.
No, right. You can take even further than that. You can tell them when I'm offended because the 13th Amendment still sits in the Constitution. Right. And that means that we are still slaves. They just found a better way of making sure that we stay on the plantation by continuing to build more prisons. The prison complex is the biggest damn organization or the biggest business that there is. And we're the ones who have been suffering behind the prison complex. So when someone tells you that they're offended by the flag and people not honoring the flag, then you can tell them, I'm offended that I'm still a slave according to the 13th Amendment.
Right.
Hmm. Are you?
You're going to make me do some research.
Yeah, that's
don't
the truth.
Talk to me about
that
this kind of stuff.
Right there. There's a documentary on Netflix about that.
Yeah. So as long as that amendment
we're we about to get fired up. Let's close it out because we need to maybe do this as a part two for next week or something. We might have to just talk about it. What does the flag mean to you? You know what I mean? Something like that. I don't know.
Exactly. Because I think people should know exactly what that flag represents. And they don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
I agree.
Look, go on and put your gun down, and let's see the winner got the heat. Okay. Hey, see the winner got the heat. She pacing around. Hey, she pacing around the living room. I mean, it was a
man. She done took her earrings off.
Hold on,
wait. I did.
It was a couple times. It was a couple times I heard her say, "Cause them motherfuckers." I mean, because. <they didn't even laughs>
Okay. Let me
and
tell you.
I mean, and they told us that we was gonna be doing this.
Man.
I'll tell you one thing. You know what happened? The motherfucking 13th Amendment.
Right, man. See?
No, but you know what? I do want to say this though. I love my country. I love the country that it is because of the people. Okay, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing that I'm not against anyone. However, I know who I am as a Black woman, as a Black person. I know what Blacks have faced. I know that other races have faced other, atrocities. I know this. Mm-hmm. So I have nothing against anyone. However, I do feel that it's important that I, as a Black person, know my history and understand the history and understand that we can live together. But a lot of people just need to understand who they are and what they come from. And then I think it will be a lot easier living. I really do, because I don't hate anyone, but I do love my Black people. That's all I'm going to say, and I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah, this is gonna be a good topic. I think we should discuss this, Chris, and see what's going on with it, because this is gonna be a good one next week.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, it'd be wrong if we didn't touch on any of this. It's too much going on to not touch on.
Way too much. Yeah.
Right.
No, I agree, man.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Good show tonight, y'all.
Very good show. We went over.
Way over.
That's because you start talking about the motherfuckers.
That's what happened. That's what happened.
All right.
My God.
Thank you for listening to Man to Man Radio with Richard Hall and Chris Smith. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really do appreciate your continued support and that you come here every week and you sit and listen in. Just know that Man to Man Radio and the entire Hot Topics Talk Radio Network will be moving to Facebook. We'll be going live streaming as of October 19th. So make sure that you follow Man to Man Radio right on Facebook under Man, the number 2, Man Radio. Oh my gosh, the Hot Topics Talk Radio Network and Man to Man Radio is sponsored by Shades of Africa in 2 locations in the city of Corona and in the city of Long Beach. Also sponsored by SPNG Media. Thank you, Ms. Gina Smith. And also Urban Sentinel, the very own Reggie Kearney of Real World News is the editor-in-chief. So make sure that you head on over to the Hot Topics Talk Radio webpage at hottopicstalkradio.com/sponsors to learn more about what they do for us so we can do for you. Make sure that you come on back here next week on Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 9 o'clock Central, and 10 o'clock on the East Coast for another episode of Man to Man Radio. You guys are a good audience, and we love to be here for you. So we'll see you back here next week on Man to Man Radio. Have a good night, everybody. We love you so much. We'll be right back.